Hey everyone, this is Dr. Christy Preti-Fronczak, and this is what I hope will be a brief overview of session 3 of Virtually Fabulous Professional Development. This week we were talking about all sorts of things related to technology and sort of not related to technology. So this was delivering virtual PD using innovative technology. And we really wanted to cover some big ideas around how we make sure that we are ready for the adult learner, and then dive deeper into something that we use often, which is called a Padlet. And then talk a little bit about this idea of how you are the medium and how you are still really important no matter what, in terms of use of technology. And of course, because we always have why before what and what before how, we wanted to make sure that we talked about that technology is really there to facilitate and support change. It's not the star of the show, that you really want to align your outcomes with any of the tools that you use. And then we talked a little bit about redesign. You'll find more about the part about pitfalls on the Padlet. So let's dive in and talk a little bit about the adult learners. So across sessions, we've been talking about that we're working with adults and that we have to take into account what's going on in their lives, what's going on in their nervous systems, and how we can create environments that are supportive. So we're always looking for ways to ensure that they feel safe, seen, soothed, and secure. And we talked a little bit about the change process and how adults might feel loss or doubt or discomfort. Discomfort's a big one. Anytime we sort of are outside of our comfort zone, adults can start to get a little bit wonky. And so before we can really invite them into change and seeing what's possible and really come to an understanding of a new practice or a new way or a new mindset, and certainly before we can get them to put something into practice, we have to understand that we need to support them through that change process. We also talked a little bit about how to make sure that participants were safe and that they were seen by our use of non-gender language, around using and renaming ourselves using our pronouns, around microaggressions, and other ways to begin to dismantle the white dominant culture and to decolonize our professional development. And that brought us back to this sort of, why am I even using this particular technology? So now that I know this human, I care about this human, I'm going to support this human through the being safe, seen, soothed, and secure. And is my reason that I want to raise awareness, or is it because I really like to make cool PowerPoint? Am I trying to change minds, or do I just want to use a new app? Well, we really want to make sure that we're really clear on our what before we dive in. And so when we explored the Padlet, we gave you lots of opportunities to play around and think about how could you use something like a Padlet to even be organized around your different outcomes. So you might have big ideas or big topics, but how about if you think about, okay, these strategies, these web-based tools are going to be things that will connect people. This other column is all about the tools and web-based technology that will raise their emotional intelligence. Or this one is how they get information. So you really want to think about, am I just transferring information? Am I helping to translate it? Or am I really taking it this bigger level so that people can start to move beyond what is current and into a different mindset, heart set, and skill set? So how you organize a Padlet might be by your outcomes, by your big ideas, by your topics, or even by the flow of your event. So if you have a live session, then a breakout room, then a reflection, then a small group, you might have four different columns that go along with that schedule. And then we just revisited the outcome matrices that my colleague Ashley and I have created that aligns your outcomes with different web-based technologies, revisited a little bit about the mix of six, and then we went into Rob Bell's work in terms of that you are the medium, meaning no matter what technology you use, no matter what outcomes you have, no matter what is your message or your content, it's going to come through you. So we really need to think about things like, what is my history with these people? What is my feeling about this topic? What do I have for it or against it? Where am I presenting? Where are they receiving? All of this will matter because no matter which technology you use, if you aren't clear about the setting, about who you're communicating with, and what you have for or against the topic, then you as the medium will get in the way of the learning. So you may think you have it all figured out. You know what your what is, you've aligned it to your how, you're using really cool and innovative technologies, but you haven't thought about, do I have a feeling about this topic? Maybe I am bored of this topic. Maybe I feel a little bit of anger because nobody has changed their mind and for 20 years I've been talking about it. So we really need to get clear about what you are in terms of how the content flows through you, whether or not you're using a technology. The other things were just maybe the lesson redesign. I really invite you to look at the Padlet, in particular, the place where folks were talking about things that they used to love to do in person and now might be struggling with because they are behind a screen or they're asynchronous, which can be even harder. So take a look at how you can redesign things and still capture and achieve the outcomes that you had when you're in person, when you're virtual. And then certainly take a look at the Padlet in terms of pitfalls or the flip side of that, what you can do to strengthen your professional development. And that's things like co-teaching and starting off with engagement and allowing choice and prioritizing connection and really using the community to find answers and then always tying your web-based technology back to your why and your what.